We've just now left Battery Park on our way up to the World Financial Center for an afternoon action dealing with the debt crisis. This morning's actions began at 7:30, where I'd say there were at least 1,000. I mean, I'm bad at counting, but there were at least 1,000 people that started the street blockades around Wall Street, either with sit-ins, marching, taking the streets in New York. And really, I mean, the atmosphere has been an amazing festive experience. There's definitely been arrests. I think one of the Occupy Tampa people who's been counting and collecting numbers said 92 arrests so far. We have several of them that we actually captured on the live streams that would be available on the Occupy Tampa Ustream, but I haven't had an opportunity to go and label, you know, which one is which. Most of the time when there was an arrest, I'd stop the clip and then start it back up again so you don't have to sift through, you know, hours of watching people march down the road to see the actual action.
Where can people find that video?
The Occupy Tampa live feed on Ustream is the if you just Google that, I mean, the whole address is lengthy. It's like ustream.tv/channel/, I mean, it just goes on forever. But if someone Googles Occupy Tampa live feed, it'll be the first listing.
Tell us about some of the actions that you've already participated in or witnessed.
They split us up into four groups. There's an environmental group, there's a debt group, there's the education group, and the 99% group, which kind of encompasses all of the other issues that Occupy tries to tackle. And each one of them is going and conducting different actions. Right now, there is a sit-in over at the Wells Fargo main headquarter location. Like I said, we're going up to the World Financial Center now. And just really anywhere that you look around the streets of Manhattan right now, you'll see pockets of occupiers holding their signs, you know, marching with puppets. It's an amazing atmosphere. And I mean, it's certainly reinvigorating for a movement that some were quick to call dead.
And there's other people from the Tampa Bay area with you, is that right?
Yes, actually, I'm marching right now in lockstep with about six or seven. I believe there's about 15 of us that made the trip up here.
And finally, why did you decide to travel from West Central Florida up to New York City for just a few days to protest at Occupy Wall Street?
You know, this is Occupy Wall Street's one-year anniversary. This is a time to come back and reflect upon the things that we've been able to accomplish and really changing the dialogue that was being discussed. You know, we went from talking about raising debt ceilings to actually what was happening down on Main Street and trying to get back to the core issues that actually will affect, you know, all of us on a day-to-day basis. It seemed only natural, especially when there were so many other people from Tampa coming up to provide the you know, the video support, make sure that, you know, we you know, get the thing on tape and try to keep everyone as safe as possible. But this has been a festive atmosphere, and I'm so happy that I made the trip up here.